taking out a section of the country, there was a difference now, still a difference now. And those things are just differences between one section of the country and another section. The custom over there where you were raised is one thing, the custom here is another thing, and you go down here to New Iberia and face it as a custom is a different thing. They have those paper doors down there with a damn accordion and a fiddle and a little triangle iron. They just have a hell of a good time. Mm-hmm. Well, that
we have up here.
Well, they had dances and things, but they didn't have those kinds of things. That's a different situation. Yeah.
Who would they have for entertainment?
Well, they just like anybody else. Hell, they had a dance. They had a band. Played music, various bands.
Yes, sir.
No difference in the dead. I remember here a number of years ago, we were up in Athens, Georgia. And we were walking around there one night, wife and daughter and myself. And we were looking for the University of Georgia. We were uptown, I had an old hotel, I don't know what it was. And we were walking down the street, and a little nigger come along there, and I told that nigger, I said, "Hey, boy, where's the university here?" He said, "It's just over the draft course." Now that's Georgia, just over the draft. Now I have a very good friend of mine who's cotton specialist at LSU. His mother just died from Georgia. He's a PhD out of the University of Georgia. Jim Jones. I don't think he's any relation to Bobby Johnson, but it's just customs. Where you go is one thing, and where you go is something else. No, people are about the same. All of them get up in the morning and take a leak and eat breakfast and go to work and come home and have lunch or have a sandwich or some other thing and come home and have dinner and go out for a little while and come back and go to bed. It's just the same old routine wherever you go. Now, you find some individual that jumps the track. He wants to go out and get drunk. That's the only time he's going to have a good time. Well, he finds himself in the pokey because he drives drunk and driving. He run over somebody like that somebody sitting up there at Elvin Presley's funeral. I mean, but the world is the same the world over. There ain't no difference. You got good people and you got bad people. And the only good thing is that you got more good ones than you had bad ones. Fortunately. But they all about the same. They all of them eat candy. They all of them drink coffee or tea or milk. And
how do you like your coffee?
Black.
You say good.
Just black. But people today are not drinking coffee as much as they do. Young people today are not drinking coffee. They're drinking more beer. Coffee consumption has gone down to 20-25%. Now, whether the price has anything to do with it, or whether the young people are just, I've got three grandchildren. Two of them don't drink coffee, and one of them does. So,
coffee good for you?
I don't think anything will hurt you if you do it with moderation. I don't think smoking hurts. If you do it, you know, reasonably. When you're going to light one off or the other, smoke three or four packs of cigarettes a day, don't give a darn what you do. You drink milk, and you're trying to get the best of it. I think whatever you do, if you do it with moderation, it's one thing. When you do it excessively, it's something else. I don't drink. I don't like the taste of it. So I don't drink. Never have in my life. But I don't object to going. I go to these parties and they come around and they give you a drink and shit. I take a sip of it and look around and set the goddamn thing down and go about my business. I have as much, just as good a time as some bitch that gets drunk. I don't like the taste of it. But I'm not against you taking a drink. But I think that when you drink excessively, that you're wrong. I think when you smoke excessively, you're wrong. I think when you do anything excessively, you're wrong. As far as wanting to regulate those things, I don't think you can regulate a person. There's no way for you to regulate them.
Yep. When you were coming up, would y'all plant, how much cotton did you plant? Just a...
Well, some of these places would have, as a usual thing around here, there weren't any big cotton plantations. Up there in the Delta, they got 20,000 acres up there. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, these things down here was more and more in the neighborhood of 75, 500 acres. Crops. Of course, it was more of a family situation. Up there, they got these cotton pickers and all that kind of stuff. Now, these cane plants over there, those plantations are 5, 6, 7, 8,000 acres of land over there. And it's a lot of equipment and all that kind of stuff. This side of the world will never have been that way. Of course, industries over here on this side, and not on this side. But your cotton raising was